For those of you who are listening on the internet, we're going to do something a little bit different today when we do the service. There's going to be a couple points in that we're going to have a video shown here at the service. At that time, when I say that we're going to watch a video or I want you to see something, on the internet you'll be able to see that if you click onto the site. If we click onto the site right there that shows the YouTube site and the connection. But I would like to do this completely through. And we just thank you for listening. And welcome. My name is Ted Marshall. I'm associate pastor here at Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church. And today we're going to talk about the reason for the season. In my take-at-homes here, if you folks need them or would like to have them, we got some take-at-homes here. But first of all, I would like to read this poem that, I'm not going to tell you who wrote it until the very end. The reason for the season. Christmas is a season filled with laughter and good cheer, a time to visit family and friends that we hold dear. Trinkets dress our trees and pretty tinsel makes it bright. An angel placed it on top will keep us safe through the night. The children are so happy that the day is almost here to see what Santa brings them dressed in red with a long white beard. Excitement fills the air, and almost everywhere you go, you'll see the celebration with the houses all aglow. But let's not forget on Christmas Day so long ago, a child was born in Bethlehem and wrapped in swaddling clothes. His bed was in the stable, just a manger made with hay, and on a bright star up in the east would help to lead the way. Three wise men and some shepherds heard the news and left that night. With gifts in hand, they traveled far to see the holy light. This baby boy was Jesus, sent to us from God above. His only child from virgin birth would live with perfect love. The reason for the season is the best gift God could give. For he loved the world so much, he gave his only son so we could live. A gift of life, eternal with the Father and the Son. The reason for the season is a gift of God's pure love. Carolyn Marshall, 12/16/04. And I'd like to play that video now. Remembering the reasons for Christmas. This is the season of Christmas. The month of December, we see all around us a transition, a preparation, also a hyperization of incredible magnitude. This is the largest celebration around the world each year. As Rick Warren writes in his book, The Purpose of Christmas, he also states some very interesting thoughts in his book, and I thank him for the great insight and the inspiration for this sermon. To understand the purposes of Christmas, we as pastors and Christians must make clear it is not just jingle bells, reindeer, Santa, and elves. It's not the billions of people decorating their homes or sending out greeting cards, buying gifts, or going to Christmas parties, attending church services or singing Christmas songs or watching Christmas TV specials. Nor is it about the traveling long distance to be with families. When Christmas comes, it's everywhere. You can't miss it. Yes, it's a wonderful time, and we look back when it started over 2,000 years ago. Today, every time you look at a calendar, we are using Jesus Christ as our reference point. Because of Jesus, all history is divided into B.C., before Christ, and A.D., Anno Domini, the year of our Lord. Every other event in history and every event on our calendar today are dated by how many days and years it has been since Jesus of Christ appeared on earth. Even our birthday is dated by his birthday. The birth of a peasant boy 2,000 years ago in the Middle East has caused such a commotion. His birthday even causes traffic jams today in places like New York City, London, Tokyo, and even Rio de Janeiro. The night Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem, a small group of poor shepherds were quietly tending their flocks of sheep in a nearby field looking up at the stars. Nothing seemed any different from a thousand other nights. But what was about to happen would transform not only the shepherds' lives, but billions of lives of others as well. The world would never be the same. Suddenly, a bright light lit up the sky, and an angel from God appeared above them and began speaking to them. It seemed unbelievable, and it scared them. Let me go to the Bible now. Let's read the original Christmas story, Luke 2, 8 through 14. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men to whom his favor rests." This is the day that we need to talk about, brothers and sisters. The world is trying to block this event, to block it by covering up with distractions that may seem in keeping with the spirit of this day, but they only do that because they're covering the truth with a non-truth. It's not the celebration of gifts man gives to man, but it is God's gift to us. God's Christmas gift to you has three qualities that make it uniquely the greatest gift you'll ever be given. First, it's the most expensive gift you'll ever receive. It's priceless. Jesus paid for it with his life. Second, it's the only gift you'll ever receive that will last forever. And third, finally, it's an extremely practical gift. It's one you'll use every day for the rest of your life. On this first Christmas night, the angels announced three purposes for the birth of Jesus. Christmas is the time for celebration. Christmas is the time for salvation. And Christmas is the time for reconciliation. Celebration. What a joyous event. The birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, we need to show the world our joy, our great gratefulness for the Son of God's greatest gift of all gifts. Him coming for us. Luke 2:11. Today a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Salvation. Let the world know through Jesus Christ and no other you have a gift of forgiveness of your sins, saving your soul and your life eternal with him. Reconciliation. Luke 2:14, King James Version. Glory to God in the highest and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Reconciliation is the restoration of peace. Peace with God, peace with others, and peace in your heart. It's the powerful miracle cure for broken lives and relationships. Reconciliation diffuses conflict. It turns chaos into calmness. It quiets quarrels. It swaps your stress for God's serenity and turns tension into tranquility and produces peace of mind instead of panic or pressure. You may have heard or read the Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr, but you may have not read the entire prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, and that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. The spirit of reconciliation may seem not so abundant in the world today, but that can change. It started to change in a big way with the arrival of the Prince of Peace. Jesus would not only teach us the way to peace, but would empower us to live lives of peace if we would just trust Him. This Christmas, let us celebrate the meaning of the birth of Jesus. Tell the true story to a world that needs it. Don't let this first picture of Jesus as a baby in a manger be just the subject of a beautiful Christmas scene we see on Christmas cards. Let us not remember Jesus as a small child. You see, this tiny, helpless baby lived an amazing life, died for us, ascended to heaven, and will return to earth as King of Kings. Christ will rule the world and judge all the people according to their decisions about Him. Do you still picture Jesus as a baby in a manger? Or is He your Lord and Savior? Make sure you don't underestimate Jesus. Let Him grow up in your life. Come to know Him. Come to have the true spirit of Christmas in your heart all of the year. Show the world His light through your celebrating Christmas from the inside out. Let others see the wonders of Him, our Lord Jesus Christ, and proclaim to all, Merry Christmas, and God bless you, everyone. And now, Carolyn, if you would. For unto you a child is born, and His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, and Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6. He's here. He's right here. He's here in you, Mark. He's here in you. He's here in you. He's here in all of us that believe. He lives in here. This is a gift that we need to share. This Christmas, let's share this gift. Let's share this gift out there with those that don't know. Let's share this gift. Let us, from the inside, glow because of His light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time today to spend with you. And thank you, Lord, for all of those out there that believe, that will understand that we need to step up and step out and show the world this wonderful, wonderful gift that was given to us. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you with my heart. Amen. Thank you.